All these people live here. This is a commune.
We prefer an intentional community.
We're not
a bunch of hippies sitting around playing guitar.
Welcome to the Elysium community.
It's not like we're signing a lease.
We'll give it a month.
2 weeks.
Oh, George, I like you.
I like you too, Eva.
We should make love sometime. How'd you and Linda feel about that?
This place is incredible.
I actually feel like I'm a part of something that's real.
Okay, here's the deal. I've never been a big Jennifer Aniston fan at all. In fact, I pretty much hate her in most movies. Maybe if I liked her one iota, I wouldn't have despised Wanderlust so much. But any comedy gold that Paul Rudd brings to the table is canceled out by Aniston's presence. In the film, Rudd and Aniston leave their swanky life in New York to live in a commune in Georgia. There they face opening up to each other and have a spiritual and sexual awakening. This movie feels like it should have been made 30 or 40 years ago when the hippie movement was much more prominent. Using recycled jokes and awkward situational humor, it never quite finds a real story, and the characters just get lost. Ultimately, watching Wanderlust is like listening to a bad guitar player in a commune pluck out a choppy tune and then politely applauding because you don't want to hurt his feelings. Wanderlust gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.